Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 431 for Monday, June 13th. I'm June Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $1 to $2 per ton stronger in early activity on Monday. The July contract was up $2.20 at $526, tracking advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and further underpinned by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart on Monday, pressured by declines in crude oil. A softer Canadian dollar is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans further propped up the canola market. Soybeans moved higher with estimates for tighter-than-expected stocks projected by the United States Department of Agriculture. Strong commercial demand for soybeans and canola underpinned both markets. However, analysts say canola prices may have peaked short-term, and the technical bias is to the downside, which could cause prices to decline throughout the day. Overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil limited gains in canola on Monday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger in early activity. Soybeans were about 4 to 26 cents per bushel stronger on Monday, with the July contract at $10.83, supported by weather concerns in the U.S. Dry weather in the U.S. Midwest underpinned the market on Monday, as forecasts for hot, dry weather in June could hurt crop development and curb production. Parts of the U.S. are expected to see less rainfall than previously forecasted, which is bullish. The anticipation for tighter-than-expected supplies projected by the USDA further underpinned the market. However, overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil limited gains on Monday. Corn prices were about 6 to 12 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, with the July contract at $4.35. Prices were supported by the expectation for tighter supplies in the U.S. and South America, which is bullish. However, losses in the crude oil market limited gains on Monday, as corn is an ingredient in ethanol production, and lower prices reduced the likelihood that blenders will process the commodity. For wheat, prices were 6 to 7 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract at $5.01, supported by gains in corn and soybean markets. However, the ongoing wheat harvest in Kansas limited gains, as did favorable crop conditions for spring and winter wheat development. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.